The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the speaker and don't necessarily represent those of the station, its staff, management, or ownership.
Good morning, Hudson Valley, and welcome to the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. I'm Frank Castella, Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I am joined by my co-host this morning, Dominic Cacera, the director of communications for our chamber. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Frank. I see you finally dried off from our golf tournament this past week.
I did dry off indeed. What a fabulous tournament that we had. It was produced by our committee for our foundation that has a tournament each and every year and has done so now for going on over 20 years. And this tournament raises funds for scholarship programming for the Nuspickle Scholarship. And this tournament was really special to us this year because our foundation has not been able to produce very many of events to raise funds for their scholarship programming. But this is one event we were able to do. So we are so proud to be able to have delivered that for our partners. We had many sponsors of this event, and I'd like to thank each and every one of them. I'm going to let you take it away to thank our sponsors.
Thank you, Frank. And first, I want to thank our gold sponsor, NNS Supply. Wayne Nuspickle, his parents, the scholarship is named after, is always taking part in this event, and hopeful to see him out on the golf course again this year. And our hole-in-one sponsor, Hudson Cadillac Buick GMC, they offered a car if anyone made the hole-in-one. Sadly, no one made it this year. There's always next year, though. Our golf ball sponsor, Key Construction Services, and our gift sponsor, Branding Pros. So thank you to them, and thank you to all our par sponsors who joined us this year. They had tee signs out there, and they were able to take advantage of the golf course, which, of course, as we said, it was a little wet, but it's still a wonderful day out on the course.
It was actually a beautiful day out on the course. I have to tell you, I've done a lot of these golf tournaments, but they were more thrilled this year to actually play because there haven't been many tournaments. So to be able to produce this and pull it off for all of the players involved and for the business community and certainly for raising funds for our foundation really truly was something gratifying. I do also want to thank once again all of the sponsors because without them and their continued support, we would not have been able to produce this event. And our team at the Chamber, Chelsea Schwarz, who didn't miss a single detail, and Nick Shannon, who is our executive director of the Chamber Foundation, making sure that we delivered this event. Truly a team that came together to help produce all of it. I also want to thank the corporate leaders of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. At our chamber, we have corporate sponsors throughout the entire course of the year, and our corporate leaders this year are Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, Integrated Enterprise Solutions, otherwise known as IES, New Vance Health, and KeyBank. We also have quite a lot of events happening here in and around the Hudson Valley, and if you want to find any of those events listed, you want to visit our website at dcrcoc.org. Some of those events we're going to highlight right now, and I'm going to let Dominic take it away.
Thank you, Frank. Well, we're going to be wrapping up our candidate forum series this week, starting off with our October contact breakfast on October 21st, as we like to call it, our non-contact contact breakfast. And we'll be featuring the candidates for the 41st Senate District. That's incumbent Sue Serino and challenger Karen Smythe. And if anybody has any questions they want asked at this candidate forum, there is still time to submit a question. You can submit it to richk@dcrcoc.org. And that event is sponsored by Hudson Valley Credit Union. That event's going to be taking place at 7:30 in the morning, so make sure you get that coffee brewing early and that you get those questions in before the event starts. And you can register, as we said, at dcrcoc.org. And then on the following day, October 22nd, we're going to be having our final candidate forum of the year. And this time we'll be hosting the New York State 18th Congressional District candidates. And we'll be having incumbent Sean Patrick Maloney and challenger Shel Farley joining us. And that is sponsored by Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital. Once again, that'll be 7:30 in the morning. So get that coffee, get those eggs cooking, and get ready to join us for our final candidate forum.
And as a reminder for our listeners, these forums are complimentary. They're virtual. You can sign in. Of course, you can also watch it online. We will post it later on following the forum. So if you would like to watch a video and you're not able to get up that early in the morning, perhaps you don't want to get up that early in the morning, or you can't be there for some reason or another, you can always visit our website at dcrcoc.org and watch the preview of these two forums, but also of the other forums that we have produced throughout the course of this year. This is a very, very important election season. So please make sure you go online, watch these videos, and make sure you're aware of who is running for office here in our own community. course, it's complimentary. You can watch it live, and you can also submit those questions to this forum. That's richk@dcrcoc.org to submit your question.
Later on that day, we'll be having our Hudson Valley Young Professionals Unwind networking event. That'll be taking place at noon, so it's a lunchtime networking event, and that's sponsored by Chase Bank and Royal Carding Service Company. So if you're a young professional, or if you're trying to target the young professional market, be sure to join us virtually.
So do you have to be young to attend?
You do not. I know it's it's kind of oxymoron there, but you do not have to be a young professional to attend the Young Professionals Unwind networking event.
So the Hudson Valley Young Professionals work under the auspices of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and their objective is to produce events that certainly target the young professional community, but they also produce events that you may be interested in and you're welcome to attend as a complimentary guest. And if you want to find out more about this event or any of our upcoming events, once again, you can visit our website at dcrcoc.org. We also have a Small Business Partner of the Month throughout the month of October at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and we are proud this month to highlight Meyer Contracting Corporation. If you want to find out more about the work that Meyer Contracting Corporation does, visit their website at meyercontracting.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R contracting.com, or call them at 845-635-1416. We also have a flavor of the month, and I love this one. This has been my baby since I started here at the Chamber, now going on 6 years. I haven't missed a single flavor because I love to visit each and every one of them. I love my food. And that's Athena Gyro out on Route 55 in LaGrangeville, right in front of Arlington High School. And their website is AthenaGyroLaGrange.com, AthenaGyroLaGrange.com. It's authentic Greek cuisine and a Greek taverna. And I'll tell you what, they have some of the best gyros, or gyros, depending on how you pronounce it, anywhere I've ever been. Absolutely a fantastic restaurant. The owner, George, and his family are all there. They cook, they clean, they wait on you, and you don't have to do any dishes. So check out Athena Gyro for this month's Flavor of the Month. That's AthenaGyroLaGrange.com. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Todd Carlin, and he's the Chief Program Officer with Aster Services for Children and Families. We'll also be joined by Beth Clark-Cookenham from Botini Fuel. They fueled our hot air balloons throughout the entire Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival, and we want to thank them for that. So we'll be bringing Beth in to talk a little bit about some of the programs that they have. So hang in there. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by these two very proud members of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. Once again, I'm Frank Costello Jr., President and CEO of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here with my co-host, Dominic Kachera, our Director of Communications at the Chamber. But we now have a very special guest here in the studio, and that's Beth Clark-Cookenham, and she's with Botini Fuel, also a sponsor of our Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. Welcome, Beth, into the studio with us this morning. Beth, let's talk a little bit about Botini Fuel and what they are doing here in this community. I know that Botini is certainly a staple name. They're the largest provider of propane and fuel services throughout our community here in Dutchess County and in the Hudson Valley. But you also do a lot of things for the community itself. So let's talk a little bit about some of the programs that you have, a little bit about the service providing that you do here in the community, but also some of the activities that you provide. So I'm going to start out with your service territory and just ask you a little bit about that and maybe some of the areas that you cover with fuel.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for having us today. We provide services for heating oil, propane, diesel, kerosene, and other fuels in the Mid-Hudson area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and a piece of Pennsylvania, with offices in Wappingers Falls, Port Jervis, Kerhonkson, Red Hook, Saugerties, Tannersville, and Washingtonville.
So you have a pretty vast array of services that you provide, but you also have a large territory as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of those services that you provide. I talked about fuel, obviously, and some of the fuel providing services, but what about some of the other services that you provide, like home installation of heat repair, heat pumps, and so on?
Absolutely. So we have 24/7 emergency service for all of your HVAC needs, whether it's your boiler, your furnace, your central air conditioning unit, your hot water heater, whatever it is in that realm that you need, whether it's a new install or something that goes at an untimely time.
So Beth, you've been with the company for how long now?
I started with Botini 20 years ago, and I left for a few years when I had my oldest son, and I've been back for just over a year.
And what exactly do you do with the company?
I am sales executive, but also in the last 9 months or so started as the marketing coordinator. So I get to go out and do some fuel deliveries from time to time, see our customers face to face, and be outside and do some of our fun programs.
You've been in business for over 60 years, providing service throughout the community. Obviously, a large employer here in our community. Tremendous economic impact. Where's your corporate offices?
Our corporate offices are in Wappingers Falls, and that is where we started. And we are really excited to be celebrating 70 years of business come January.
Wow. So coming on 70 years, I was reading a little bit about the company and some of the history and some of the impact that you have here in the community, some of the community items that you do. Let's talk a little bit about some of those community items that you provide here, whether it's donations to the community and involvement in the community and things that you encourage your employees to do.
Absolutely. So we do encourage our employees to give back and donate their time. A lot of our service technicians and drivers are volunteer firemen in their local communities. One of our flagship programs that we're really excited about and proud of is our Warming the Homefront program, where we work with the Hudson Valley Veterans Alliance, and we donate 100 gallons of propane or oil to veterans in need. We get out as often as we can to do that, and I'm super excited because we just unveiled a brand new truck dedicated for this purpose. So we're about to make our first delivery with that truck in the next week or two.
And I think that truck was at our balloon festival a few weeks ago, and it was on display. Let's talk a little bit more about that program. How do folks find out more information about it? How do they get involved?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, which is botinifuel.com/warmingthehomefront, and you'll find a lot of information there. You can also call the office at 845-297-5580. And you'll see quite a good amount of information on Warming the Homefront. And if you are a veteran in need or you know of a veteran in need, we'd ask that you reach out to the Hudson Valley Veterans Alliance, and their contact information is on our website. And they will ask you for some information, and they'll reach out to me and say, we have a veteran in need. Can you please coordinate a delivery? And we usually get that delivery done within the next couple days.
So this is done through the Veterans Alliance, which is actually the Hudson Valley Veterans Alliance. And you can make a donation towards this program if you're interested in finding out more. Once again, you want to visit botinifuel.com, and you'll see there's a great banner on the website that says Warming the Homefront, and you can click on that, and it brings you right to some more information, how you can qualify. If you're a veteran in need, and or if you know someone in need, there's more information there how to get in touch with the Hudson Valley Veterans Alliance. Once again, that's botinifuel.com. You can also make a donation or certainly pick up the phone and call. It's a 501c3 corporation, so it's a tax-deductible donation, and that phone number is 845-325-6965. That's 845-325-6965. So Beth, this is a family-owned and operated business based out of Wappingers Falls. Let's talk about the family's involvement and how they play a role in this.
Sure. Anthony Botini started at Botini Fuel in 1951, almost 70 years ago, and every day his three sons, Mark, Rick, and Brian Botini, are in the office. So it's really nice to have that family feel and feel like a part of a family.
So I'd imagine with all the employees that you have, which are really hundreds of employees throughout the community, they all have that personal connection and family feel, if you will, to be a part of a company that is a family-owned business and that has such pride in this community to still be a family-owned business. I think that's so important because I certainly have a personal connection to that, obviously coming from a family-owned business, and I know what it's like to work with family members. It's not an easy thing to do, but yet to become successful, you rely so heavily on that family-owned business. And when you pick up the phone and you call someone within the organization, you know that they're a member of that family and that they truly care about the job that they do. So I think that's a really important thing to mention, that the Botinis are still there. They're still instrumental in growing this organization, and they truly care about this community and giving back to this community and all of their employees. So we're here in the studio speaking with Beth Clark Cookingham from Botini Fuel. And Beth is a member with the Botini Fuel team and certainly a proud member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Beth, you were a sponsor of our most recent Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival, now fueling those hot air balloons with propane going on 6 years. It's a tremendous community commitment. I have to say that over the years, there's probably been well over $30,000 to $40,000 in fuel donated to the community in order to put those balloons on display. Talk a little bit about that commitment and what your thoughts are on why Bottini feels this is important to our community.
We were pleased to do it, and I just want to congratulate the Chamber of Commerce for really doing an outstanding job considering the pandemic of having this event and getting our community out in a safe fashion so that they had something to look forward to and enjoy that weekend. I was there taking pictures, and it was a really great time, and we're happy to be part of it and to make those donations for our community so that they have something to look forward to and enjoy.
And this is just one example of where you are in the community. So let's talk about some of the other things. We talked about the Veterans Alliance. And what about some of the other items that you support throughout the community?
We support wherever's needed. When we're asked, we do the best that we can to help all the areas possibly. We are a big supporter of those with developmental disabilities and the hospitals, especially of late. Those needing PPE, we have gone and answered the call, from making donations of protective footwear early on in March to Putnam Hospital to masks and whatever else was needed. So we really try to be there in the community and show we want to help.
I know you have some other programs that you provide, some service programs. Can we talk a little bit about them, like your price guarantee?
Sure. So if somebody is calling and they are looking for fuel, we are happy to do many different programs, whether it's always the guaranteed fair price. We stand by that and our commitment to that, to do a fixed plan so you have that peace of mind that you don't have to worry about your prices skyrocketing during the winter and during an uncertain time. We also offer an easy pay plan, which gives people the convenience of spreading out their payments into 12 equal monthly payments so they know what to expect. And, you know, when Christmas or other holidays roll around, they're not so nervous and they have that peace of mind that they can take care of what they need to take care of for their families and for their heating needs. So we have many different price protection plans. They're all on the website and we're all happy to help.
Let's give out the website and contact information one more time.
Sure. BottiniFuel.com. And our phone number at the main office in Wappingers Falls is 845-297-5580.
And Beth, if folks want to reach out to you directly, how can they get in touch with you?
Sure. My extension is 1316 and my email is cookinham, C-O-O-K-I-N-H-A-M-B at BottiniFuel.com.
That's Beth Cookingham with Bottini Fuel, proud member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Beth, thank you so much for taking the time to come in here and being with us on the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by another special guest, Dr. Todd Carlin, Chief Program Officer with Astor Services for Children and Families. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. Now in the studio with us, proud member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, Dr. Todd Carlin. He's the Chief Program Officer at Astor Services for Children and Families. Dr. Carlin, welcome to our show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about what Astor Center is. You know, this is an organization that's been around in our community for many, many decades, providing services for children and families here in our community. But it's little known as to what services that you're providing here in our community. So let's talk about that first.
Sure. And yeah, we have been around for quite some time. The agency started in, I think, 1953. So we've been around for more than 65 years. Started as a residential program on our Rhinebeck campus, but we've expanded throughout Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties. We also actually have services that extend all the way to the Bronx. And we're providing right now, as a nonprofit mental health center, a continuum of services supporting educational services, the social, emotional, behavioral, and mental health needs of kids, all the way from 0 to 21, and we've even started providing some clinical services for young adults.
So when you say residential services, what exactly does that mean?
So those are kids who, for one reason or another, maybe need some time to supportive in a milieu setting where they're getting 24/7 support. And those are, so they're actually living with us, and we have a residential treatment center, residential treatment facility. So those are two complementary services that are providing those round-the-clock services for kids.
And now I can imagine at this time it's a little more challenging than normal, especially with COVID, and to have had taken a lot of precautions and put precautions in place to keep your staff and certainly the families and children safe. So let's talk a little bit about that and some of the things that you're doing there.
Sure. I mean, so as you said, a lot of our programs had to kind of transform in March when the pandemic started to make sure that we could kind of have as much of a seamless transition as possible while still making sure that we were staying in contact and also not only just kind of staying afloat with the kids that were already being served, but we wanted to make sure that we also were open so that new kids and new families could access services if needed. Some of the sites never closed, like our residential center and our prevention team, they were still providing services in the community, and we still had our staff coming into the residence 24/7 to be there for our kids. But a lot of our programs that were kind of providing traditional mental health or counseling services or case management services, usually live or in homes, had to quickly transform to video conferencing, telehealth, phone-based services. And that happened within a week. And within a week, we were providing as much services through telehealth as we had been live.
How does that affect the programmatic way that you deliver things and the effectiveness of those programs?
That's a really great question. I mean, I think that we knew that it was going to be different, and it took a little bit of time, I think, for both staff and for families to acclimate to the new services. We knew that the research said that telehealth was effective because there were some models out there, and we were already doing some of our medical providers had already been utilizing it as a platform, so we had some confidence that it was going to be meaningful. We also actually did a couple of surveys for our staff and our families. We did one in May and we did one in August. And basically what we're asking them is, what do you think about this telehealth? How is it helping you? And also, when the pandemic is over, would you want to continue with these services? And what we found is that while we had a lot of our families in May kind of say, yeah, we can imagine having this telehealth option be available post-pandemic, in August, the overwhelming majority said that they would want the ability to be doing some blend of live and video or phone services in the future. So we kind of feel like it's here to stay.
Yeah, I would agree with that with a lot of institutions that we have in our community, ourselves included, doing that blend, that in-person and virtual. It has really helped us in a lot of ways. It has hindered some things. Of course, the connectivity and the compassion doesn't come through necessarily through the virtual aspects. However, it is an ease of use of service, and it can make it also almost 24/7 in a respect where someone is so much more accessible now when needed most.
And it's part of, I think, our overall model of being able to provide the services where people live. We were already out in the community and the schools doing a lot of our work. And when telehealth, you're in their home and you're meeting the family. We've been able to even increase the amount of family-based services, collateral sessions, family therapy sessions, and you're seeing kids in their natural environment. And for the kids who are, you know, for some, while it's, like you said, it presents some challenges, especially maybe for younger kids or people who are having issues with the technology access, for others, this is the means and methods where they might have preferred connectivity.
Yeah. Dr. Carlin, that's who we're speaking with here on the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. He's with Aster Services for Children and Families, and he is the Chief Program Officer with Aster Services for Children and Families. Dr. Carlin, let's talk a little bit about yourself, where your history is with the organization, been with them for 18 years, and how you moved up into the organization.
Aster's been my home since I graduated from getting my doctorate in clinical psychology. I started actually in the Bronx as a clinician in our therapeutic preschool program. I worked in our day treatment programs for the first 13 years in the organization, which is school-based services for kids who are struggling, needing the mental health and really a milieu setting to really be successful in an academic setting. I spent then about 5 years working in the organization developing school-based services throughout the Bronx. A couple of years running our clinical programs both in the Hudson Valley and the Bronx and getting to know the full continuum of services. And I've recently shifted positions, so now I'm able to kind of support all of our program areas.
Where does the funding come from for these services?
A really a wide range. I mean, we have a lot of state funding, insurance funding, grant funding. We also get some funding through some personal donations and foundations. So sometimes when certain needs present themselves that aren't being covered in any one area, the goal really is to make sure, though, that we can serve anyone who needs it. So whether someone comes to us with insurance, without insurance, we're going to make sure that we can meet their needs.
Community wants to get involved, if someone wants to volunteer, perhaps they want to donate, how would they do that?
That information is really accessible on our website, which is astorservices.org. That's A-S-T-O-R services, all one word, .org. We want people certainly to get involved and know. Sometimes that's people are interested in getting involved with a particular program or a particular group of kids that they may have a particular passion for in working with or volunteering. We also have fundraisers like our Adopt a Family program, which runs annually, where people can make sure they're supporting a child or a family through the holiday season. People want to get involved. Also, what they can do to provide services for families themselves. We are always looking for foster parents, which is one of our big programs, and they can reach out at 845-303-0245 if they want to know more information about how they could become a foster parent.
Adopt a Family is really important. It's something that we've taken part here with our Hudson Valley Young Professionals and the Chamber. We've done it for many, many years. It's a great way to help the community, but there's a need year-round, and I think that's so important. And when you mentioning the foster program and being a foster parent, because that need is always there. You know, yeah. It's one thing to support during the holiday season and adopt a family and provide gifts during that time, but this is a need that is always there for Astor Services. So let's talk a little bit more about being a foster parent, what that entails for someone, and how maybe folks could get involved.
The foster care system and doing that work is actually, just going back to my personal history, I worked in foster care even before, right out of college, kind of, and I worked with therapeutic parents and kinship families throughout the city. And I kind of saw that, wow, being able to support kids in that moment when they've maybe had a traumatic experience, when they have that constancy of a family who can provide that support and structure, work with them, I've seen some amazing work done by foster care parents, also with families of origin and the other systems that the kids are known to, that is sometimes the make or break thing for kids who are right now might be dealing with the biggest trauma they've had in their lives. So if you're talking about making an impact or making a difference and changing the trajectory of a child or family in their life, I don't know of a more meaningful way than being a foster parent. And what I would also say is a lot of people are kind of maybe anxious or nervous about taking that on because it seems like such a huge burden. But I will say that I know our team, and I know that they are there to train, support, be there, so that if you have questions, if you want to know how to handle a situation, if you want to know how to meet any kind of challenges or needs that kids that you're working with have, the team would be there to support you.
We're speaking once again with Dr. Todd Carlin. He is the Chief Program Officer with Astor Services for Children and Families. Dr. Carlin, I want to thank you for coming in and spending time with us here on the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. But before we take off, I just want you to share the contact information for the center one more time.
So our website is www.astorservices.org. There's also a hotline, 866-ASTOR-01. A-S-T-O-R-01. You know, if you maybe don't want to go through the website and try to figure out what program is a match for you, you can give that number a call. Someone will kind of listen to you, hear what your needs are, and match you up with a program.
That's AstorServices.org. Or if you want to find out more about Astor Services for Children and Families, you can always visit our website at dcrcoc.org. That wraps up our show here on the Weekend Chamber Sunrise Show. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. If you want to find out more about the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, simply visit our website, dcrcoc.org. And remember, when you shop, when you dine, and even when you shop online, think local first. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.